recording.
Nice.
fire were coming down the chute.
Nice.
And I didn't think she mentioned this, but she told me she had a little girl. They call it neuroblastoma cancer, which is a brain cancer. She just died of that.
So I guess, is she the same driver that drove me down the last time?
No.
Everyone? So what time did they come and pick you up?
I guess about,
Four?
Like five.
Wow. Okay. So it's the same person?
Yeah.
Everyone? Everyone?
Yeah. Well, in my imagination, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, this girl had a uniform on. When we came here before, the other caretaker, she had left her street clothes on.
Tori and, she always wears a uniform. I haven't seen any other besides those two. Other than Kim, well, when Kimberly, the nurse, I think Kimberly was the nurse for me, and, what's the name of the supervisor? Kim. But there are people who dress informally, like on street clothes, and there are people who believe dress in uniforms. The people, the immediate caregivers, like we just had, and like I have on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, which is Friday. Gloria, I have a person, Aaron named Gloria and Paul.
Is she the one that drove you up here?
No, this was a new gal, Sherelle.
Oh, so she's your caregiver?
Today she is, yeah.
Huh.
She's in place of Gloria.
So what's she going to do while you're here?
We're going to have some time to herself, whatever she wants to do.
Maybe she knows people here.
Good point.
Maybe she knows people that live in Columbia.
You still live like in your church Bible study?
Yeah. I think he's all been up to shame on that.
What happened to your neck?
There's a pinch in my neck.
Maybe you got bit.
No.
Well, in my house, we got a whole bunch of flies. The only way you get rid of it, so far I found it, I kind of like sitting fan on, I think it blew away.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, they used to be able to, you set up what they call a bomb. Play for a couple hours, like maybe 4 or 5 hours, and then put the killing fly around, you did that. There's nothing I know of it. You get what they call a bug zap, for example.
Is that one of the things that bugs fly like once or twice a night or something?
Yeah, when you get what it draws a minute and it gets to touch you. You're but my
wow.
Some people really don't like it, but no. I'd rather have that than have Pippa call if I like pitching. And Heartland, Heartland, America, they make like plus size of CD. Maybe 2 inches high, maybe. They have one looks like that, and that blue light, the reason blue light keeps them track. How's your mother doing there, right?
She good.
Did she anything before that you had?
Yeah, she took me out to eat last Friday.
What did you take?
A yard house.
Oh.
Where?
Yard House.
Yard House? What is that?
That's the Cheesecake Factory.
No, I didn't mean that. What is it like that?
Burger place, hot dogs, whatever.
Okay. Would you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how did she, oh, okay, she has a car that I guess.
Yeah.
Did anybody get to church?
No, I get rides to church.
You get rides?
Yeah.
The same church?
Yeah.
Are you closer to the family or an hour out?
Maybe like 2 minutes.
I don't think one person has rides for you.
Southampton, that's my room.
What's that?
Southampton for my churches.
Oh. Yeah, well, I think they were called.
The Davisville Church. That, the church you came to that one time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when Jim was
running. It's so funny because you go up to like Delaware, Pennsylvania, on purpose, and there are like every other very downtown in the church. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to use the Bible?
That's Jumpy.
What's that?
That was Jumpy.
I called her the other day. Well, you know, she was talking about opening up a stand, like a flea market, so like her food. I don't know what happened with that. But she didn't sure want to do it because she said, I'm 72 years old, do I really want to put all that every day?
Well, so I guess she's gonna have a party
then. Not that I've heard of
Labor
Day. I'm gonna
Labor Day this soon.
What's that?
It's gonna be Labor Day in like 3 weeks.
Yeah,
that's good. Huh. That's in the purple season? Not wrong.
That's the purple season, so I said
that's where Gloria falls from, I can't remember.
What happened?
She's from purple season too, Gloria.
What about?
Same caregiver, different time.
I don't mean, but what about does she live?
We don't know. She says across from the park.
Yeah, they're talking about 2 blocks in Dublin Town. They have one of the
older there, right?
They have one of the older fairs.
Yeah, remember you used to drive with the Jumpies?
Yeah.
We used to have that party. The hot dogs and the burgers and
chicken.
And Dave.
They have one of the oldest fairs around in the country. It's all wood. No metal.
Does that mean they had like wooden pegs?
I guess, but it was made around 1900. The only one I've ever heard of that anywhere close to that one is, there's one in New England that I saw when I went to the convention there one time, and they had one that's supposed to be equally as old. No matter all the wood. And they say it'd be very hard to copy the today's world. Because nobody knows how to use the hand tool.
Specifically, I put cold water in it.
Is it in her car or is it in your house?
I left it in the house.
Well,
I have water if you want one.
Yeah,
in the fridge. I can
build in the fridge.
I guess so.
Okay, good. So, what was that?
Yeah, since I'm getting older and I'm pre-diabetic, I always get water.
So, look. Second shelf in the back.
Yeah, I see one.
Oh, Deer Park.
Oh, yeah.
Probably the most famous,
water consortium, like it probably sells the most in this area.
Well, Jim, I knew what happened to my, you know, I get this machine that makes, you know, like fresh water.
Yeah.
And pour oxygen and water to get rid of the contaminants and the chemical. And it started spitting out this white, like sand stuff. It started spitting out this like white sand stuff. It's like, I think it's like a lime. Because we had this hard water and it was my party company up in Guy came by, well, the company apart, put the oxygen into a tank and poured it with water on it. Not even water full. You have any water problems around here? And I said, yeah, we had a couple of water main breaks. Oh, that's it. Apparently, when they repair a water main break, they would do a back flushing. In other words, they flush water the out direction of the water before they come in to get out. And that's what would have to happen. That's why it had this white line up there.
I thought they were tearing out a little storm drains.
What? Really? What
yeah. Are they? Well, they're renovating the whole system, I guess.
Maybe because you're putting houses nearby or apartments nearby.
I'm sorry, what problems?
Probably give more space for the water go.
I don't really know. The condo people, the association, what is the place? We notice up on the walls by all the doors that they ordered in the this week on it was like house buildings 5 and 6, which I'm in 1. And they're working on ours now. But well, it's kind of a mess right now around the apartment. Sherelle and I grabbed a lot sitting on the porch.
Progress strikes again. As Vicky said, I agree with that. Progress strikes again.
You have a porch now? You have a porch now?
I wouldn't call it a porch, but it's a little patio. It's just about like.
I didn't know you had a patio? Wow.
Maybe 5 by 8.
I didn't know you had a patio.
It's only usable right during summer, really. Maybe a little during fall. No, it's usable in spring. Summer is best, but right now, all the area in front of it being that like 20, that more than 20 feet away is being used for purposes of reconstructing the water lines from the sewers.
There was a big thing a couple of years ago where I was talking about that they wanted to trigger away pipes to be made and then pipes. That time they came away and died.
Something at 4:30, so.
Oh. Well, how are you?
question. You probably should have said something. You didn't bring it to her. What did we set up for?
So how's your Texas friend?
She's doing good.
Have any work for her?
No.
Work for his father?
No, I haven't heard from him.
I think it was Nate.
Justin?
Jeffrey?
No, Justin? Are you talking about the guy with the truck?
No, no, no. I thought he was your closest friend. Like, you were at Applebee's with his mother and father.
Simon.
Simon.
Yeah. He's doing good. He's at the beach right now.
With who?
Mom and Dad.
Oh, okay.
I just...
What beach did I go to?
No?
What beach did you go to?
I think Wildwood.
Oh, that's a wild place, Wildwood.
Yeah. You went to the beach?
I had just gone to the beach this Sunday. This past Sunday.
But wow.
I called up the lady that had the car. It's going to take me. I called them 10 minutes before the deadline for her to meet up, so I wasn't able to make the deadline.
Well, just you and her, or you and your mother?
Well, actually, it's her and her pooch.
And her pooch, yeah.
Yeah. She has a emotional support dog.
Oh, yeah.
She closely minds.
I had this friend of mine, he had the same thing. And you know what, if you kick on him, if you like rub his head like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just goes nuts. Yeah.
She had me hold the leash of the little dog was. Sunday we were together at the shrine. National Polish religious shrine in Tuscarora. Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, the great Ronald Reagan.
Did you pet the dog?
I don't remember. You know? All I remember is she had a little parasol, a sun parasol. You know, she was wearing all white. Very hot day. And she was dressed in white and had a white parasol. And this is a new pooch for her, a new sport dog, because they're all racing, just died a couple of years ago.
Aww.
That's crazy, died in her old age. She had a ceremony and everything for her. It's been a little. But anyway, this one's name is Teddy.
You know her from the senior center, right?
Yeah, she came to the senior center to as a sort of like a place to do work towards getting her literary works published. Teacher. She's taught in the past. She's an artist. She's a writer. And she's, among things writing, she's written poetry. Which, I have a copy of the book she wrote called Songbird, which I tried to run along to interview a couple of books. It's been good. Her name's Rosanna.
Do they still do the book sale at the senior center?
We're not really having book sales anymore. We're selling it at books, so maybe with what I'm wanting to do. But we are going to have what was known as the Holly Fair. Right? You went to the Holly Fair?
Never heard of it.
Well, Holly Fair is an institution-wide fair. Like every apartment in the senior center does their thing to make money for the senior center. It's held around Christmas time. And we didn't hold it last year. So that's one of the reasons why we didn't have that. Holly Fair is going to be restarted this year. And, maybe we'll be selling some books. I'm going to try to do some more things with the library.
When's it
out? I'm going to swing it. I don't know.
When's the fair?
Sometime in November or early December.
Okay. Do you want to let me know the dates?
I have to make a note of myself. Yes, I will.
Well, yeah. Well, you're going to have that, and then being a different, you're probably going to have that. But we are going to come to the you're going to be my house.
No, where did they have the flea market around here, actually?
Very Hamilton Street.
Near your place?
Yeah.
And what
the... Right by the panty shop, right?
No, they have candy, they have dog treats, they have meat, sometimes they have fish, they have a coffee vendor, they have a farmer, and what I mean by the farmer is they have a table up and they got 35 different kinds of popcorn.
Wow!
Spicy popcorn, hot pepper popcorn, pepper salt popcorn.
I used to let the Rice's flea market. I used to let the home kids in North Saddle. That and the bagel markets.
Really?
It's called the bagel.
Oh, God, I haven't been there in a long, long time.
Well, you do know it started in Stockton. It started.
What's that now?
It stopped.
It stopped?
Yeah, because the property was going to be sold. The plan is to build so many hundred or something units.
You know what? What is that considered? What town is that considered?
I think it's considered Silver.
Yeah, they're going to have the same problem we have over here in the front of the river when Georgetown. Now, the fire alarm goes off 8 times. Every hour I'm off. And I couldn't go to the water probably before the water main breaks. I live for 30 years and I have never seen that any water breaking once. It's all the same area. That's scary. And plus they're supposed to upgrade the electric there. Haven't done that yet at all yet. Part of the attorney. Talking to whatever. And I'm afraid there's going to be more crime in the area. But the Ducks will learn that on their own. You know, you're walking the door outside, you think you're walking through Philly. A five-story hotel.
I saw two police cars over by that black and white police cars, the West Town Police. That was the cops and the cars over by the construction area where they knocked out the hill of the town hall, the old town hall, the stage. I mean, on that Wall Street.
Where are they going?
I don't know. I wondered that myself.
Well, I do. I see they're putting barriers up, but that's going into the restaurant. So they have barriers on, like, State Street. But there's no restaurant. The restaurant there is Max Pizza. But that wouldn't be that NBA.
What restaurant do we go to with the sign in there?
Chambers.
Not Chambers, the other one.
Remember the
other one? The
Italian
place?
The what?
The Italian place?
Well, you may go to one store. That's Baco, the Acme? Baco. The Acme or something?
I think it was Baco Baco or something.
That's the one near Acme.
Yeah.
That one wasn't open when I went by this one. It opened until 9 o'clock.
Wow. Is our breakfast?
I think it was 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that place is breakfast. Restaurant in town would probably be Chico.
Yeah.
You seen that place?
Huh?
Chico's?
I heard of that, yeah.
And you get on State Street.
Yeah, I've been there. What do you guys?
I don't think we'll get to do that.
We have. No, we're the Manhattan Bagel.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, but that's on State Street.
Yeah, and then remember Annie ordered the wrong bagel and they gave him the wrong bagel?
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. What was that story? I'm always interested in hearing stories about Ann Nelson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, give you the wrong one.
Yeah, she ordered a cream cheese bagel and they gave her a plain bagel.
Jeez.
I want cream cheese. You didn't say cream cheese. Yes, I did.
Reminds me of the
Robert Ripley. Yeah, well, you know that's the Bagel Barrel now is owned by a different party. And you should see the time I had trying to explain to them the part where you slice a bagel.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're talking about slicing it from the top down and going right down the middle like most places do. I'm a kid. Then a guy got all mad. He said, Here's the bagels you want to slice, what you're slicing, it's wrapped too. Pounded all the counter, and I tell them, you know, paint gold on or something. It's wicked.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got girl bagels, like Annie used to say. That was the one she liked best.
Why is that?
That's over by the, Judy's restaurant.
What do you think she liked that the best for?
I'm sorry,
why do you think she liked that one the best?
I don't know, because she had a nice fancy place over there in Wellington. It was called,
right across the street from,
Rapidly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a nice place.
So,
but she didn't, you know, I think once we went down there, yeah, I think we only went down there once together. And,
so what are they doing with your house now?
It's sold.
It's sold.
Really?
They kept it as is.
They sold to the family or something?
Another
person?
I don't think so. But maybe just her wishes, but I'm surprised they didn't tear it down. And there's like three, almost 4 acres there. I mean, their house is there, they can make all kinds of money off it, but I think Annie didn't like that house, because that's not where her husband was born, too.
What's her name again?
Herbert. All that land around the house, 50+ acres, he owned all that, and he had a greenhouse there at one time.
Say he had three houses there.
There was 15 acres there at one time.
And
where the
greenhouse
was there. And
that's right.
Old greenhouse.
Yeah. That's pretty heavy work. Greenhouse came.
Well,
that's
pretty good.
You know how to send pictures to people? Your phone? Like, could you send me the picture?
Yeah. I actually like the picture.
Okay.
So, you want me to, how about I send you the best one?
Can you send
I'll pick it up. If you can help me figure it out. Yeah. I think they call it, Lead? Something?
Share? Yeah.
Your present phone.
It's acting up. but Apple just emailed me on my way home from visiting my dad's grave. That's where I was earlier.
Yeah.
When you guys came.
How old is your phone?
It's a.
How old is your phone?
6 years. That's when I got a new one.
Why?
Because I don't want to bother fixing it. It's easy fix, but I don't know how to get in there and fix it. So I don't want to keep bothering fixing it. I'm just going to give it another one.
Yeah, Well, you know, what they're not going to do is they want to, might want to upgrade your phone and maybe.
And then fix
it. Maybe find somebody charging the money.
Yeah, just like the computer place down in Roswell. Charging me a $239 for an easy computer fix.
Well, I got called the guy in Mitch the other day. He charged $160 per year for fixing anything on the computer.
Huh. I
want to
talk to him because, $238, all because the reason why it was $238 was because I bought a monitor from them, too. But still, that's outrageous. And we're talking about you can pay it in increments. I'm like, wait, I don't want to pay $238, but I guess I am. Because you know, I feel like that.
Yeah, well, yeah.
You only get $40 a week.
You only get $40 a week.
For my mom, yeah, we meet her at the chiropractor on Mondays night. She gives me $40 for a week.
How long have you been saying that?
Just what happened?
3 years.
Lettuce, dark green beads. Wow, well, some kind of dark green. Vertigo.
Vertigo what?
Not vertigo. Verdigris.
Verdigris? What's verdigris?
It's green. It's green. It's a green color. I don't know exactly. I don't remember what verdigris is the color or the thing itself. Anyway, there were little green colored beads and like a sort of like.
Is that string bean?
No. They're little solid beads. They're almost like, you know, those Tic Tacs.
What?
You know what a Tic Tac is?
Tic Tac, yeah.
Okay, they're almost, they look like Tic Tacs.
Is that like a pinny bean? Pinny bean?
No, they're not that big.
Oh.
They're smaller.
Bindle bean?
Oh, like a Tic Tac candy.
A bindle bean?
No, it's not a candy, no.
Right.
No, they don't give you candy.
Except.
When's bingo day?
Monday. The senior center closes at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then the bingo starts the rest of the day till tonight.
Wow.
Rick does, the mother of the bingo card and Chrissy. Chrissy's there every Monday, calling the numbers. Letters, and her mother will lead you up at the spring. I miss her twice recently.
Rick, I guess you've been trying to call up the phone, but she's answering the calls.
Right.
3:55 p.m.
I told Pauline you were calling her up.
Stop recording.